locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our Care Radio sports booster.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. Case situationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG's! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Good evening, and welcome to Winchester, Kansas, where we're getting set for high school hoops tonight from the Jefferson County North Girls Midseason Basketball Invitational Tournaments. That's a whole lot, isn't it? And here we go. This is the semifinal round. We have the winners of the first round games that were played on Tuesday coming together here tonight in the semifinals, and the tournament will conclude tomorrow at a full day down here in Winchester. Game starting down here at noon, and then you'll have the four games going through the to the championship game, final game of the afternoon and into the evening here in Winchester. But to get to that championship game, there are games to be played and games to be won here tonight. First one, the next one coming up, two teams are out of the court warming up right now. It is going to be Oskaloosa's Lady Bears and the Northeast Kansas Nighthawks. Now, if you remember when these two teams on Tuesday night, let me flip back through the old scorebook here. Tuesday night, it was Oskaloosa getting by Atchison 48-43. Northeast Kansas defeated Valley Falls 48-38. And that is how they have come to this game here this evening. Now, the second game coming up tonight, so you're going to want to stick around for that one, as it will be Jefferson County North and the Lady Chargers, and JCN is going to be pitted against Rossville. So that will be our second half of our Hoops doubleheader. Again, welcome to Winchester. Joseph, he's back at the K-Radio Sports Studios, producing and engineering and handling the heavy work. Tom Couch will be here courtside. This crowd, a little sparse, but early evening games like this tend to be like that early on, but as this game goes on, you see a steady stream of fans making their way in through the gate. So as the game wears on and as the evening progresses, this gym is going to absolutely fill up. We're going to take a little bit of a break here, just a quick one. We'll be back. We're going to bring you starters for the two ball games. And it'll be the tip-off of game one here on Care Radio this evening. Stick around.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Put to get a Winchester, Kansas. PA guy, he's getting set to introduce the starters to this very nice crowd on hand here as it's continuing to fill up. Let me introduce them to you. First of all, for the Lady Nighthawks of Northeast Kansas, they're going to be starting the same five that we saw Tuesday night, as it is going to be Rachel Gaspers and Melanie Canjiani. Those are going to be the two senior starters. Oh, wait, Amy Holloway, also a senior, so Holloway, Canjiani, and Gaspers, three seniors, and then a duo of sophomores with Maggie Wagner and Sammy Baum. Lady Nighthawks under head coach Marley Baum coming to the game at 8-5 on the season. For the Oskaloosa Lady Bears, head coach Tanya Kramer, her assistant Kevin Lane. Lady Bears also going to go with the five that they had start in the previous outing, as it'll be Hallie Wright and Paris Marsh with Maisie Peak, Emma Vogel, and Harper Heston. Experienced officiating crew, and hold on, I hear my phone wherever, I don't know where it's at. Maybe it's in my, is it in the coat pocket? I don't know. Not sure where it went. Oh, there it is. All right. We're going to shut that reminder off because I've got to remind everybody that, hey, you're enjoying high school hoops here on a Friday night on KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. Oskaloosa is going to be the traveling team tonight. They're going to be the away team on a scoreboard wearing their traveling blue uniform, kind of a KU blue with white lettering piped in red. For NEK, it is the home white with navy lettering and trim piped in kind of a North Carolina blue. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. As the ball goes up, the tip is away. NEK's got to control it down. We're underway. Game one of the night here on Care Radio. Happy to have you with us from the Jefferson County North Girls Tournament. The pass goes into the corner. It's going to be batted away, stolen, and taken back by the Nighthawks. NEK nearly turns it over, but they're able to rescue the ball. Dumps it over to the baseline left, and looking into the middle, there's just not a lot of room. It'll come back out on top to Rachel Gaspers. Gaspers lobs it deep into the right side. Canjiani heads to the baseline, and as she drives baseline, we're going to get a whistle and our first foul of the game. It will be on Oskaloosa's Hallie Wright. So Hallie with foul number one, team foul one, and back in play comes out on top, driving into the lane, going in, going up. Ball's going to be deflected, knocked out of bounds, out of the hands of Amy Holloway. It'll come back once again into NEK. Maggie Wagner's going to do the inbound work. Nighthawks will line the baseline and then break out to the top where the lob's going to come to Sammy Baum. She'll start left, cut back to the right, dish it over into the corner. They'll pass up the three, feed it into the lane instead, getting it there to Amy Holloway. Dumps it back off on top. Canjiani starts into the middle of the run. Nice motion. Here's a runner from the left side. It's up no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Oskaloosa, Emma Vogel. Vogel coming down with the basketball. The outlet pass right side. 14-foot jump shot up. It's short. Rebound is going to be off the floor. Canjiani coming up with the ball. And here comes NEK. Outlet down the floor. On the court one time. Hook shot. Got it. So the bucket is going to be up and good. And the first points of the game belong to the Nighthawks and Rachel Gaspers. It is 2-0 early on. 6:45 to play, just a little over a minute into the game. Oskaloosa works the ball around the left side. The lob will come up to the top of the key. Now the feet underneath, and then too far beneath the goal when she got that ball. That was a beautiful play and a wide-open opportunity, but having taken the ball too far beneath the rim, no way to get the angle on the shot, and back up with the basketball is going to come NEK. Canjiani will feed it down to the baseline. The skip pass around to the top. Out on top is Holloway into the lane. Left-hand hook shot up and short. Rebound slapped on top, and Oskaloosa is going to recover it. Racing down the court. It's going to be a one-on-three break, and Oski is going to bring it back off on top. Feed it over to the left side. Going into the lane. The shot is going to be up and off the wind. One's good for the Lady Bears. Emma Vogel. So Vogel will pick up her first points of the game. And we are even at two, just over a couple of minutes in. Long shot, off the mark. Rebound, Nighthawks. So Indy Kane's going to keep the basketball alive. They'll back it away deep into the left corner. Driving now into the lane is going to be Holloway. She'll turn. It rolls all the way around the rim. It falls away. No good. Here comes Oskaloosa back to the other end of the court. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. Driving shot off the baseline. It is not going to go in, but a foul called and free throws are coming up for Oskaloosa. The whistle is going to be on Milani Camgiani. It'll be her first, and it'll be Indy Kane's first foul of the game. Coming to the line for Oskaloosa, Hallie Wright. A couple of free throws coming up for her. First one, high arcing, hits the rim and gets the shooter's roll. It falls in. That would give Oskaloosa their first lead of the game. They're in front of 3-2. One more shot coming up for Hallie. Deep knee bend. This one is up and perfect. Barely touches the net as it falls through the bottom. And it is 4-2 Oskaloosa. Coming into the game now for the Lady Bears is going to be Lexi Bradshaw. Full court pressure applied by Oskaloosa on the inbound. Indy Kane trapped in the backcourt, having a little trouble getting it across. Now will outlet into the forecourt. Cangiani comes back off on top. They'll dish it over to the left side to Sammy Baum, way out above the three-point circle. Little crossover dribble, throws it to the deep right corner. Looking inside, no room there for Holloway. And he's going to push it back off on top to Sammy. Baum will drive right, plays off the screen, goes into the corner, pulls up her dribble, feeds to the left side of the lane. The ball batted away, but again, it's going to be recovered by Maggie. Werner has the ball, feeds in the middle. Holloway, double team, puts a shot up, can't get it, rebounding it down. Oskaloosa. Bears coming out with the basketball, and they're going to fast break it all the way to the other end of the floor. Driving in, falling away. The shot is going to be up and good. Emma Vogel. So Vogel has four, and it is an early 6-2 lead for Oskaloosa. Here's a runner on the other end, and a rainbow shot is up and good. And Rachel Gaspers has four. 6-4 Oskaloosa. We're almost halfway through a very quickly moving first quarter of girls high school basketball. Oski brings it off on top. That's going to be back over to the right edge. The lob underneath from Bradshaw is going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds. Coming into the game for the Nighthawks, you are going to have Kalana Schmetic and I've got a number that I bet I have a little history on here. 53 is going to be Zoe. Yeah, Zoe Chambers wearing 53 tonight. Ball loose on the floor as the inbound comes in. Oskaloosa is going to end up traveling with the basketball. Bears will turn it over. It is a 6-4 Oskaloosa lead. 4 minutes to play in the opening quarter. And again, you're going to have Oski putting a little pressure on the upcourt play, but across the timeline it goes. No problem for Sammy Baum. She'll dribble first with the left hand, then with the right. Swings it over to the left side. Now back up on the wing. It'll go to Gaspers. Her cross-court pass is taken on the right side of the lane. Now back out above the three-point ring to Zoe. Off on top. Gaspers goes three. Trades it. Perfect shot, Rachel Gaspers. She's having a huge start. In fact, she has all seven of NEK's points. 3 minutes and 40 to go in quarter number one. Lady Bears spread the floor a little bit, widening it out. They're backing away a couple of steps beyond the three-point ring. Now they'll feed down to the right block where the shot is up. No good, but a NEK foul, and it will bring Oskaloosa to the free throw line. I think the whistle's 33. It is. So for the Nighthawks, the foul is going to be on Sammy Baum. Her first team foul, too. Coming to the line, the free throw off the back of the rim, and it's going to kick away. Will not fall in. One more free throw coming up for Harper Heston. Harper was the big scorer in the Tuesday night game. Second free throw rattles, and it goes in. For a minute, I thought it was going to spin out, but then it kind of caught on the lip of the rim and went down, and this game is tied at 7. 3:20 to go in the opening quarter. NEK back down court with it. Swings it off on top. Rachel Gaspers holding it up on the right elbow to the baseline corner to Chambers. Chambers on the floor a couple of times, dribbles it out, lobs it out high. Sammy Baum playing it up at the high post. Shell above the three-point circle, has her dribble alive, works it over to the right side. Now lobs long, cross-court pass. Gaspers goes three again. That was going to be too strong. An offensive rebound followed up and missed. Offensive rebound followed up and missed. And another offensive rebound, and this time they're going to kick it out. Gaspers another three that doesn't go in. Rebound again, NEK. They'll feed it over to the right side. This shot misses. Finally, Oskaloosa coming down with a defensive rebound. NEK with plenty of shots and could not get one of them to fall. Here comes Oskaloosa into the forecourt. For the baseline left. Turnaround shot off the rim. No good. Nighthawks board it back down. Maggie Wagner. Maggie Wagner coming down with the basketball. All the way to the other end of the court. And as Gaspers gets down to the baseline, Rachel gets fouled. Her official will make his way over to the center court, let us know that the foul is going to be on Hallie Wright for Oskaloosa, and that's a problem for her. Foul number two for Hallie. And as quickly as that, she will check out of the game. Coming in for Oskaloosa is going to be Jenna Southery. And with the substitutions coming into the game, we're going to get a timeout. Joseph, our first break of the ball game. Coming at 2:26 to go in quarter number one here in Winchester, where it is Oskaloosa, Northeast Kansas, all tied at 7.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
As we come out of the timeout, Oskaloosa is going to inbound the ball, and they are going to turn it, or rather, NEK inbounds the ball, and they are going to turn it over to Oskaloosa. It'll be Bears basketball. Welcome back to Winchester, everybody. Semifinal round here in the Northeast, or the Jefferson County North Girls Invitational. And an NEKL team here in Oskaloosa playing against an independent team in Northeast Kansas. Shot goes up, won't go. Rebounding it back down. Pulled down by the Nighthawks. Kalina Schmidt coming down with the board. The feed goes underneath. The shot is up, no good. And it's going to be taken away by NEK. And apparently there's going to be a Nighthawk foul. The foul is going to be on Maggie Wagner. So Wagner picking up her first foul. It'll be three team fouls for the Nighthawks. We're at a minute 54 to go in the first quarter. Oskaloosa puts the ball in play, and Maisie will bring it up the floor. She'll jump it over to the left side. Back, it'll come around to the right. Oskaloosa just working the perimeter a little bit. Here's going to be Peak, starts left, comes back right, thinking about the shot, doesn't do it, skip pass to the block, and the shot off the window is going to be a little bit too light for Vogel. Rebound is on the floor, players on the floor going after it, and it's going to be taken away by Oskaloosa, and then a late reach in trying to recover the basketball. We got a foul called on NEK, and it's going to be the first foul for Amy Holloway. So for NEK, four team fouls, and with those 14 fouls, one each on four different players. So no individual in any jam here yet. Oskaloosa's going to bring the ball in play, go over to the left block, back and in, hook shot up and short, rebound battle for, pull back down, follow shot's going to be up and good for Oskaloosa. It'll be Jenna Sutherly getting her first points of the game. And the outlet pass for NEK is going to be errant, goes out of bounds into the crowd. It will be Oskaloosa basketball. We're down to a minute 10 to go in the opening quarter. It is a 9-7 Lady Bears lead. Maisie Peak will walk it up the floor, starts to the right side, then spins, goes back to the left, dumps it over to the wing. Paris Marshall handle it there, comes off on top. Oski back over to the right side. Now the pass in the middle is going to be deflected. Rolling around on the floor. It's going to be saved by Oskaloosa. They'll feed it off the right. Block shot up short. And rebounding it back down. N.E.K. Another really nice rebound underneath for the Nighthawks by Kalina Schmidt. Now Kalina hustles out. Saves the ball. Gets bumped. Not fouled. Thought maybe there was enough contact for a foul to be called on Oskaloosa, but there was not. A backdoor pass is going to be batted away. Kalina comes up with a ball. No. Rebound tipped out off the floor. Pulled back down by Oskaloosa. Here come the Bears. 20 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Still a 9-7 Oskaloosa lead in a low-scoring start. Coming to pass over to the right side. It'll be Paris Marsh in the corner, and it's going to be taken back. Oskaloosa with a turnover. Here come the Nighthawks. Coast to coast. Driving shot. Up, no good, but we got a whistle. We got a foul, and we got free throws coming up for NEK. The foul is going to be on Harper Heston. It is her first in team foul three. Coming to the line for the Nighthawks, Sammy Baum, who continues to look for her first point of the game. All seven Nighthawk points have been scored by Rachel Gaspers. The first free throw now is good. That makes it 9-8. One more look at it here for the sophomore, Sammy Baum. It is up, be a little bit short. Rebounding it down is Oskaloosa. Pressure in the backcourt by N.E.K. Now the throw to the other end of the court. The uncontested layup is going to be up and good for Paris Marsh. And that is the end of the opening quarter. One quarter in the book here in Winchester, Kansas. The score, Oskaloosa 11, Northeast Kansas 8.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their six-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties, we tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all six rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about our prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
Good to have you back with us here. Game one of the night in the semifinal round of the tournament, and it is an 11-8 lead for Oskaloosa. Lady Bears led in scoring by Emma Vogel with four, two each for Hallie Wright, Paris Marsh, and also for the Lady Bears, Jenna Southery. The last point scored by Harper Heston. For N.E.K., it has been the Rachel Gasper Show. Seven of her team's 8 points. The other one belongs to Sammy Baum. We're set to go to the second quarter. It'll be Oskaloosa putting it in play. Bears basketball, and we're underway in quarter number two. Way up top side with the basketball. It's going to be Maisie Peach. They'll give it to her underneath on the give and go. It's off the window. Good Maisie. Her first points of the game. 13-8. Largest advantage of the ball game right now belonging to Oskaloosa. Top side with it. Back over to the right, deep in the corner, uncontested three, a little bit short. Offensive rebound on the floor, saved by N.E.K. They'll keep it alive, skips it over to the left side where Holloway goes three, hits the back of the rim, goes away. Long rebound will be hauled down by Harper. Heston coming down with the basketball, and here comes Oskaloosa. Again, it's going to be Maisie Peake coming up the floor with it, kicks it over to Paris. Marsh holding it up maybe three steps above the three-point line on the left elbow, way up high. 1 minute gone in the second quarter. Oskaloosa, top of the key. Back on the left side, it's going to go to Hallie. Wright will jump it over near the baseline. Top side to Vogel. She'll go three. Knocks it in. Emma Vogel has seven. And it is now a 16-8 lead. Inside seven to go in the half. Feed to the right side. The shot's going to be blocked. Offensive rebound. Followed up and missed. And a rebound on the second opportunity. Cleared down by Oskaloosa. They're going to be trapped at the baseline. And what a great shot by Coach as Coach Kramer saw her player trapped at the baseline. Leaps to her feet, calls the timeout, and we're taking a break. Time out of the court is 6:39 to go in the opening half. It's Oskaloosa 16, N.E.K. 8.
Seed salesmen bring a lot of stuff throughout the year. Hats, koozies, T-shirts. This year, Mustang Seeds is bringing something a little different. You ask, we listen. Mustang Seeds is now bringing 0% in-house financing to your farm. It's all part of how we're supporting farmers from the ground up. Visit us at MustangSeeds.com. Financing subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, and don't worry. We'll bring the other stuff, too.
Oskaloosa coming out of the timeout brings the ball up the floor, leading it 16-8, and then there's going to be an illegal screen set. And Oskaloosa's Jenna Southery will have her first foul. That'll be the first foul of the second quarter by either team. We're 6:29 to go in the opening half. 16-8 is the Oskaloosa lead. NEK into the forecourt. They've got Skylar Tolan in now. She's playing at the one. Here's a 15-foot shot forced up, and that was a smart play. Okay, getting to the free throw line, Sammy Baum realized that she was very closely covered. So what does she do? As the defender is like just draped on her, she goes up for that free throw range shot, knowing full well that she was going to be able to draw that foul. She did. It'll be Paris Marsh's first foul, and back at the free throw line, NEK and Sammy Baum hits the first of two. It is her second point tonight. As quickly as that, Skylar Tolan out of the ball game, and back in will come Maggie Wagner. Second free throw, got it. So Sandy is 3 of 4 at the free throw line. It is a 16-10 Oskaloosa lead. Just over 6 minutes to go in the opening half of this girls' game. Oskie works around to the right side, looks in, still looking in. The ball batted away. It's on the floor, rolling around, and three players on the floor diving for it. We're going to get the jump ball called possession. Northeast Kansas. The Nighthawks will be having it in play at the 28-foot line, which will be right down at the base or at the end of the Nighthawk bench. The inbound pass lobbed way out on top, and here comes Amy Holloway. Amy had a huge game on Tuesday, looking for her first point here today. Misses that shot. Rebound pulled back down underneath by NEK. Follow shot misses. Rebounding it down is going to be Oskaloosa. Bears up the court. Flying down the right side. And the pass is going to be stolen by Holloway. Amy comes up with a basketball. Outlets it down the right side. Kicks it for to Cangiani. Cangiani will drive baseline. Puts up the runner. It rolls across the back of the rim and doesn't go in. And NEK will turn it over off that shot. 5.5 to go in the half. We're going to have a substitution come to the scorer's table, but not quickly enough for Rachel Gaspers to get back into the game. She'll be ready for the next dead ball opportunity. Lady Bears into the forecourt, jumps it over to the right side. First game we saw points being scored at the 4-5 by both of these teams. Tonight, neither team is scoring at the 4-5, and here's a pass that goes all the way down the lane and will go out of bounds, and now we're going to get the substitutions in. Rachel Gaspers will come in for NEK, and Paris Marsh returning to the floor for Oskaloosa. 5:11 to go in the opening half, 16-10. Oskaloosa in front with the ball up the right side of the lane. It's up and no good. Rebounding it in is going to be Sammy. Foul coming up with a basketball. She'll race it into the forward court herself. Takes it on top. Mishandles it for a moment. Able to dump it off on top. Here's your three. Top of the key. It's going to be up and a little short. And a long rebound cleared away by Harper Heston. Oskaloosa taking it back the other way. Into the lane, running shot, off the window, and good by Maisie Peak. She's got 4. 18-10, Oskaloosa. 4:44 to go in the half. Pass over to the right side. NEK, they'll launch a 3. That's going to be too long. The rebound being chased after. It will get away out of bounds, and it will be off the Nighthawks. So Oskaloosa putting it in play on the sideline, just outside the baseline. And back up with it, Bears. Now they're going to walk it up the floor this time. Maisie Peak taking her time very deliberately, looking down the floor. Dribbles it up with the right hand, swings it over to the right side, now back on top, right between the circles, again, very high. Oskaloosa looking to open up and draw those players out of the lane, and the pass in the middle, and the turnaround shot, the first field goal of the game for Harper Heston. Now on the other end of the court, the outlet pass, court length is going to get away and it is not going to be reachable for Maggie Wagner. Oskaloosa is going to have it back in. They lead 20-10. And we are exactly halfway through the second quarter. Approaching halftime, 4 minutes from halftime. 20-10, Oskaloosa. Bears will swing it right, feet underneath, and stepping in front of it. Great anticipation by Amy Holloway. She knew where that pass was coming. Got into the passing lane, stole it away. Up with it comes Baum. Should dish it right side. The follow-away shot won't drop. Oskaloosa's going to rebound it back down. Emma Vogel will race it into the forecourt and have the ball slapped out of her hands into the scorer's table, and it'll be Bears basketball coming in at midcourt. Oskaloosa's going to get Jenna Southery back into the game. 3.5 to go in the first half. Another substitution checking in for the Nighthawks. Sammy Baum out, and Kalana Schmittick is in. Bears have the ball. We're back at it. Easing over to the left side is going to be Hallie Wright. Dumps it to the wing. Maisie Peake starts to drive in. Great defense and forces a travel. So as she was guarded very closely, Maisie Peake was pivoting and turning and twisting and trying to find somewhere to go with the basketball and just couldn't. And ultimately, on that movement, results in a travel. Back up with it is going to come the Nighthawks. And this time, Oskaloosa is applying full court pressure. I mean, it is, they are pushing the basketball, but NEK will get into the forecourt. Abby Sandstorm will have it down the left side, and then it will elude her and go out of bounds. Oskaloosa back up court with it. 3:19 to go in the half. Bears will have it in the backcourt. Coming up the floor for Oskaloosa, it's Hallie. Right? Very near midcourt. Dangerously close as her heel stays just in the forecourt. Down to the right side, trying to back in, no room, and now the underhand pass gets away, but rescued by Lexi Bradshaw. Inside, 3 minutes to go in the half. Now long cross-court pass. Vogel will go into the lane and tries to put up a shot. It's going to be knocked away, saved by Paris Marsh. Oskaloosa will maintain possession of the basketball. Turnaround shot is going to be up and good. Jenna Southery has her fourth point of the game. It is now a 22-10 lead for Oskaloosa. NEK into the forecourt. Left side is going to be Maggie. Wagner will dribble toward the top where she lobs it up high. Gets it there to Holloway. Over to the right side to Sandstrom. And we will get a Nighthawk timeout. Yeah. Let's take a timeout with Coach Baum with 2 minutes and 25 to go in the opening half of Game 1. It is Oskaloosa 22, the NEK Nighthawks 10.
When you need professional, reliable electrical service, Gerber Electric in Atchison has you covered. With free estimates and guaranteed work, you can trust us to get the job done right. And don't forget to visit our retail space at 405 North 17th Street for all your electrical supplies, from bulbs and batteries to connectors and more. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. Call or stop by today.
Welcome back, and as we return, Nighthawks putting the ball in play. The feed will go to the middle, back to the baseline, rainbow three, got it! And that is the first three of the ball game for the Nighthawks, and it belongs to Amy Holloway. It is her first point of the game. 22-13, feed to the left block, back it away, shot up short, rebound underneath Nighthawks. Harper Henson didn't have quite enough on that shot. Sammy Baum coming up with the rebound. Oh, it's an NBA three. Rattles out. Rebound is on the floor. Save. NEK coming up with a basketball. Minute 45 to go in the half. Coming into the lane. And is there a travel or is there a foul? There was some contact, and then there was a stumble. And I'm not sure. The officials are going to confer down beneath the goal, which they will decide occurred first. I think they're probably going to call a foul. And they are. The foul is on Harper Henson for Oskaloosa, her second. Nighthawks basketball coming into their offensive baseline. Harper will check out with that second foul, and Jenna Southery comes back in. With a minute 40 to go in the first half. Andy Kane looking to bring it in, looking to bring it in. They'll get it over to the right side. That's going to be deflected, knocked out of bounds. And back again it will come to N.E.K. Good defense by the Bears and Maggie Wagner, or rather Bears and Jenna Southery. It is Maggie Wagner bringing the ball in. Out on top, Holloway feeds it to the free throw line with her back to the rim. Backing in is going to be Baum. Sammy will turn, kiss it off the win and score. Sammy Baum makes it 22-15. And the Nighthawks cutting the gap with a minute 20 to go in the half. Osbos has the ball stolen by Baum. Here comes the Nighthawks driving it down the lane. Bat it away, loose on the floor, saved by N.E.K. Out on top, they'll swing it over to the right side. Gets it there to Gasper. Into the lane. Scooping shot. Goes in. It's a plus one. That was a wide sweeping shot with the left hand. The foul is going to be on Lexi Bradshaw. It'll be her first. And coming to the line with an opportunity at a conventional three-point play. And looking for her 10th point of this game is going to be Rachel Gaspers. She'll eye it, shoot it, score it. 22-18. And that 12-point differential has been cut to 4. An 8-0 run right now for N.E.K. And now the ball is on the floor. It's going to be a jump ball possession. Oskaloosa. It'll be put in play right in front of the Nighthawk bench. And Oskaloosa is going to have Paris Marsh do the inbound work. Paris looking in. It's going to go to the backcourt. That's a smart play. Gets it there to Emma. And Vogel with a right-hand dribble takes it back across midcourt. Slides over to the right side, pulls it up, throws it on top, and nearly misjudged Maisie Peak. Maisie started to step down and was able to quickly bounce back and recover that pass. Here's a swing to the right side to Paris. Back down to the baseline. It goes Emma. Vogel pivoting with the left foot, nearly steps out of bounds, brings it back to the wing. Half a minute to go in the half. Oskaloosa working hard to maintain that lead at intermission. The question is, how much will the lead be? Here's a running shot, way too hard. Rebounding it down, N.E.K. And I'll tell you what, I love the play of Kalana Smittick. She comes down with that board. The running shot on the other end won't go. Rebounding bomb comes out on top. The jumper, online but short. Rebound underneath by Smittick. Out on top. The three. Got it! Three-point shot. Knocked down by Holloway. Just at the buzzer. And it's halftime in Winchester. A 9-0 run to close out the opening half has made this a one-point game. We'll be back to summarize it for you as the two teams head for their locker room. It is Oskaloosa 22, the Northeast Kansas Nighthawks 21.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants to have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Here in Winchester, Kansas, the Game 1 teams are headed to the locker room, and what a flurry of 9 consecutive points by the Nighthawks to make it a one-point game at halftime. Oskaloosa still leading, and they are being paced by Emma Vogel with 7-4 apiece for Jenna Southery and Maisie Peak, 3 for Harper Hessen, and 2 apiece for Hallie Wright and Paris Marsh. For NEK, only 3 players in a scoring column. Double digits for Rachel Gaspers with 10, half a dozen Amy Holloway, and the other 5 belong to Sammy Baum. No player on either team in any foul trouble. In fact, 2 players for Oskaloosa have 2 fouls. No NEK player has more than 1. They did not even commit a second quarter foul. Second game teams are out of the court warming up, and of course we'll have that game coming up as it's going to be the Chargers and the Bulldogs in JCN Rossville. Game 2 coming up, but first, we'll be back with the second half of this one. It's going to be a great second half. Intermission in Winchester. The halftime score. Oskaloosa 22, Northeast Kansas 21. We're going to take it back to Joseph. He's in the Care Sports Studios with a last day of January halftime.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of 2 lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game. Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Silk Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls. Nurturing farms, growing success.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to tell you a little bit about the Hot Country sports schedule. We've got, coming up tomorrow at high noon, the Benedictine Ladies at Mount Mercy. Join us at 2 p.m. for the men's basketball game. And then Monday, on a special Monday afternoon set of games, we will have BC at Grandview. 4 p.m. is the men's game. It's a little bit of a different setup this time. 4 p.m. is the men's game. 6 p.m. is the women's game. Tuesday, we return to high school basketball with Troy at JCN. 6 p.m. for the girls. 7 or so for the boys. Wednesday, we've got Benedictine Ravens versus Park. The Park is coming to town, 5:30 for the women's game, 7:30 for the men's. Thursday night brings us back to Sportslick, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Join us right after the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. I'll be back in just a moment with a brief look at the scores as I have them.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Taking a look around the area, I don't have too terribly many scores to report right now. With 37 seconds before the end of the second quarter, it is Valley Heights leading Republic County 44-9 in the girls' game up there. Just a few minutes after the end of the first quarter, the Eagles are leading the Blue Jays in the Silver Lake Sabetha game. So the Silver Lake Eagles are sitting at 33 points. The Hiawatha Blue Jays are at 7. Our Sabetha Blue Jays are at 7. And in this game, we've got Oskaloosa at 22, Northeastern Kansas 21. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Hi, this is Dr. Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A dense fog advisory continues until noon today. Chance for rain with fog in spots early today, otherwise overcast skies. Highs level off around 48. East winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Thunderstorms likely. Lows sit down to about 38. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
For Hot Country 93.7, this is Joseph Kerr with you this evening. It's sitting at 43 degrees in downtown Atchison with clear conditions out there. It feels like 43 with a negligible wind out of the northeast at 2 miles per hour. Relative humidity 69%, the dew point 33 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure on the rise at 30.11 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside in just a moment.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrient Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, welcome back to Winchester. Many thanks to Joseph. All right. Halftime stuff, information, good stuff, Joseph. Thank you a million. Tom Couts with you here, courtside. We're getting set to go to the second half of the first game of the night, semifinal night here in the JCN Girls Invitational. N.E.K., the Nighthawks, and Oskaloosa in game one. It's a one-point game. 22-21 Oskaloosa. N.E.K. will have the ball to begin the second half. It goes up, no good. Rebound. And lost out of bounds off the board. It will be Oskaloosa basketball. You knew coming into the game after watching both of these teams in the first game that they played in the opening round, it was probably going to be a pretty good matchup. A couple of very similar teams, and that has certainly been the case here so far. The records would indicate that. Oskaloosa comes into the night 7-4 in the season. N.E.K. comes into the game tonight at 8-5 on the season, so both teams have met with a lot of success. Here's a little skip pass that's going to be kicked out of bounds off the toe of Amy Holloway. Oskaloosa beginning, Hallie Wright and Paris Marsh, Maisie Peake, Emma Vogel, and Harper Heston here in the second half. N.E.K., they're starting five back in there with Rachel Gaspers and Milani Cangiani, Amy Holloway, Maggie Wagner, and Sammy Baum. quickly. Oskaloosa down the right side, pulls up, 14-foot shot off the back, no good. Rebound slapped out, it'll be saved. Bears are going to come back up with it. Paris Marsh rescues the basketball. The straightaway shot for three doesn't go in. And Cangiani coming up with a rebound. Here comes N.E.K. into the forecourt with it. It's going to be Baum. Samuel drop down the left side of the lane. Finger roll. Can't get the driving layup to go. Rebounding a bank is going to be Emma Vogel. She'll race down the court. Oskaloosa back on offense, leading it by one. Minute gone in the third quarter. Jump shot 16-foot. No good. Rebound is on the floor. It's going to be saved back by Oskaloosa. They'll dump it over to the right side to Paris Marsh. Marsh comes out on top. Straight away, jump shot, no. Rebound taken away by Baum, and she gets... Oh, I thought she got fouled. They're going to call her for a travel, and she's really upset. So Sandy will be called for a travel, and it'll be Oskaloosa basketball back in play once again from their offensive baseline. They'll dump it into the left side to Maisie. Pink rotates it off on top to Hallie. Wright takes it down the right side of the lane. Pulls up shot off the window and no good. And on the rebound, a collision. And this is going to be a foul on Oskaloosa. It'll be the first of the game for Maisie Pink. It'll be the first of the third quarter for either team. Still 22-21. 6 minutes and 20 to go in the third quarter. Neither team has put anything on the board yet in the second half. Here's a drive down the left side. Cangiani's going to have it stripped out of her hands. It's rolling around on the floor. Batted away by Mangiani's going to be saved by N.E.K. From the top, Baum, long three, wide right. Rebound rolls all the way to the top. Sammy's going to pick it up. Comes it over to the right side. Running shot, no. Rebounding it back down. Here comes Oskaloosa. It's on the floor. Now the Bears will get it to Marsh. Over to the left side. Uncontested layup. Missed. Rebound underneath, N.E.K. and a push. It's a foul. As a coach, you got to be frustrated with that. You got everything exactly the way you'd set it up, and then it just didn't finish. The foul is going to be on Emma Vogel. Her first, it'll be team foul two for Oskaloosa here in the third quarter. N.E.K. fighting a little full court pressure, having trouble getting it across midcourt. They will lob it up, and it's going to be batted away. It's going to go out of bounds, and back it will come to the Nighthawks from the baseline. The Oskaloosa pressure up the floor has been causing N.E.K. a little trouble. Sammy Baum checks out of the game, and Kalana Smittick comes back in. 5 minutes 50 to play in the third quarter. Still 22-21. Inbound is going to come to Smittick. She passes up the shot, goes right side, and this shot is going to be blocked. Rebound saved. Follow shot missed. Rebound. Oskaloosa, and Smittick tries to steal it back and picks up a foul. So Kalana will have her first foul of the game, and team fouls in the third quarter are even at two apiece with 5:40 to go. It's still no points yet in the third quarter. Hallie Wright with a shoulder high dribble. Brings it up the floor. Still in the backcourt now. Crosses the timeline. Weaving over to the left side against Rachel Gasper. Off on top it'll come. Emma Vogel will drive. Push it over to the edge to Paris. Marsh feeds underneath. Backing in. A near travel. No whistle. Now the shot goes up and we're going to get a foul called. The whistle on N.E.K. is going to be the second foul of the game for Amy Holloway. Our official's going to come over here. Give us the indication. 5:17 to go in the third. The free throw, no. Harper Heston, who has 3 points, is now one of three at the free throw line. So she misses that first shot. One more shot coming up for Harper. And still, neither team has put any points on the board here in the second half. We're at 5:17 to go in the third quarter. Taking our time and looking it over. The second free throw, no. One more shot for Harper. And no. Rebound. N.E.K. and a foul by Oskaloosa. Trying to get in there. Oskaloosa is going to have a foul on Maisie Peak. It'll be her second. And team fouls are now even at three apiece. N.E.K. into the fourth court and an errant pass stolen by Maisie. Pico weave it over to the right side. Nearly travels with it, but is able to recover. Jump over to the left side. Driving shot. Missed. Rebound. N.E.K. Still no points. Over 3 minutes gone in this quarter. And we are going to get an Oskaloosa timeout. Coach Kramer taking a timeout. We'll take it also at 4:59 to go in the third quarter in Winchester. It remains Oskaloosa 22, N.E.K. 21.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. Quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Well, as we return, for those of you keeping your scorebook at home while you listen to the game, and well, you should, I'm going to make a correction up, and that timeout was not taken by Oskaloosa. And here's a driving shot off the inbound plane that's going to be up and good by Sammy Baum. I'm just going to let you know that it was an official timeout as a little debris, a drink had spilled onto the court, and the official had stopped the play to get that cleaned up. And now on the other end, a quick shot is up a bit for Oskaloosa. So after no points in over 3 minutes, each team has scored in the last 30 seconds, and it's 24-23. Running shot, other end is up and good. And a bucket for NEK's Rachel Gaspers. It is 25-24. Nighthawks in front. Oskaloosa, cross-court pass, and having taken her eye off the ball, it's going to get away from the Bears and go out of bounds. So it is 25-24, 4:10 left in the third quarter. NEK with a one-point lead and now with a basketball. Here's a pass to Lane, slapped away, knocked out of bounds. That was a good defensive play by Macy Peake, as she has got a tough matchup playing against a much taller Sammy Baum, who has checked back in. Now, in for the Lady Bears, Jenna Southery. So Jenna comes in, Harper comes out, and Harper Heston has been really, really well defended. Now, here's a drive left side, a little layup, but the left hand is up and good for Sammy. It's now 27-24, and Oskaloosa trails by three. The ball's going to step out of bounds. It's off NEK. So it's going to be Oski basketball. 3 minutes and 50 to go in the third quarter. 27-24, Nighthawks in front.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Acheson at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
As we come back here to Winchester, a quick foul is going to be called against Sammy Baum, and Oskaloosa putting the ball in play. Still 27-24. Nighthawks in front. Inside 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Lady Bears with the basketball. They'll rotate it over to the left side, feed into the free throw line, and in an effort to slap the ball free, a foul is going to be called on the Nighthawks, Zoe Chambers. Joy, Zoe with a look of disbelief. Now, that is a particularly pertinent foul, as it'll be team foul 5. And Oskaloosa will find themselves at the free throw line. And stepping up there is Jenna Southery. Free throw? No. Lady Bears struggling at the free throw line. They are 0 for 4 here in the second half. They are 1 for 6 so far tonight. No, they are 3 for 8 at the free throw line. Second one, perfect. So Jenna collects her fifth point of the game, makes it a 27-25 lead. Here's a feed underneath, and a driving layup for NEK is good. And freshly into the ballgame for the Nighthawks is Abby Sandstrom, the sophomore. 29-25. 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Dish to the right side. Oskaloosa baseline jump shot up, no good. Abby Sandstrom, the sophomore just coming into the ballgame, also comes up with a rebound and will take it into the forecourt. Lays it off on top, Sammy Baugh. Dumps it over to the left side. Maggie Wagner has it. Swings it down near the baseline. Zoe Chambers, little right-hand dribble, works to the top. Again, it's going to go to Baum. 2:40 to go in the third. 29-25. Baum backs in. Changes hands. A little behind-the-back dribble. Spins. Turns. Shoots it high off the window. And gets the roll. The bucket by Sammy Baum. She's got six already in the third quarter. Now 11 in the game. It's 31-25. Largest lead of the game for NEK right now. They're up six. The Bears will feed to the baseline. The shot won't go. Rebound NEK. Coming up with a board, again, it is going to be Kalana Smittick. Smittick comes on top, bomb. Kicks it over to the left side. Driving, shooting. This one does not go in. Smittick with a rebound. She has been absolutely invincible on the boards. Time to come in off the bench, and we're going to get a Nighthawk timeout. Timeout. A minute 56 to go in the third quarter in Winchester. We got quite a game going on. Northeast Kansas 31, Oskaloosa 25.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
We've seen a huge swing in this game. Right now, Northeast Kansas is on a 21-3 run. Okay, that goes back to when Oskaloosa had a 12-point lead at 22-10. Now the Nighthawks are in front, 31-25. So 21-3 run. Phenomenal. And the Nighthawks have the basketball. It'll be brought in and dumped over to the right side. Gaspers kicks it over to Maggie Wagner back in. Out on top it goes to Rachel. She had the hot hand early in the game for NEK. Minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Nighthawks going to slow it down. They'll feed to the right side of the lane. Nothing doing. Come back on top. They're being very patient. And now the drive in, the kick back on top. Here's Gasper starting down the left side. Did she travel or did she get fouled? They're going to call a jump ball. Is the defender reached in? That could have gone any one of several ways. The defender reached in, got a hand on the ball. Did she grab the wrist? It was going to be a foul. Did the offensive player just stumble and it's a travel? The official takes the most neutral of those calls and calls a jump ball. Possession to Oskaloosa. Here come the Lady Bears with a minute 20 to go in the third quarter, trailing by a half a dozen, 31-25. Oski finds over to the right side. Maisie Peak kicks it to Paris. Marsh back on top to Heston. They have not gotten scoring out of Heston. Here's a feed to the baseline. A shot wedged. This is kind of an unusual wedge. You usually see a 3-point shot that jams into the corner. This is like a hard layup. And this official is going to have a little trouble getting that ball out of there. This is a hard layup that went up and wedged from the bottom side. He had to hit that thing four times with another basketball to finally dislodge it. It will be Nighthawk basketball. The wedge basketball is a jump call and a possession arrow to NEK. It'll come into Sammy. Baum has it in the backcourt, dumps it left side. Here comes Gaspers. Rachel into the lane. Back over to the right. Makes a screen. Running shot. Rolls up and in. Coming into the game, Abby Sandstrom has 4 points. It is now 33-25. And we're down to the last 40 seconds of the third quarter. Oskaloosa needs to get something on the board. They have 3 points, one basket, and 1 of 5 at the free throw line in the third quarter. And now the Nighthawks will knock the ball out of bounds. It's going to come back to Oskaloosa. 34 seconds left in the third quarter. Mets were making pitchers have come over to the scorer's table, making certain that the possession arrow is accurate. And we're talking about, I think, the wedge ball and that jump ball. The question is possession, but I believe the scoreboard is correct. And I think we're going to stay with the scoreboard. With 34 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Now, the other two officials are going to confer, and they're going to come over to the near side. Just we're going to hang on to it right here. But they're going to want it to go the other way. So they're going to say it is Oskaloosa basketball then. I don't think that's right. We got officials out here on the floor. Some are pointing north, some are pointing south. And they're going to go to north. It'll be Oskaloosa's ball. So here we go. We're going to call this Oskaloosa basketball. And the Bears will bring it in. 33-32. Now 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. This has been a nightmare quarter for Oskaloosa. Unable to get any points. Here's a nice running shot, and it's blocked out of bounds by Sammy Baum. Sammy does a good job of a lot of things. Only a sophomore. She handles the ball pretty well. She's good defensively, and she's getting better offensively as we've seen it. Only a sophomore, probably 6'1", maybe 6'2". Here's her backing in. The shot off the window misses for Oskaloosa, and Sammy Baum coming out with a rebound, and she will bring it up the floor herself. Little one-hand push pass over to the left side. 10 seconds. Out on top, it's going to come with 8. Back to Baum with 6. She'll try to drive in, backing in on Gasper, and they're going to say she palms it over. Well, I didn't quite see that. But the official with the good eyes, and it'll be Oskaloosa ball. 3 seconds left, third quarter. It is a 12-3 NEK third quarter. Here we go with 3 seconds left. It'll come into Oskaloosa. They're going to have to hurry. 2 seconds are at midcourt with 1. The shot at the buzzer. Not going to get there. It's the end of 3. We'll be back. Fourth quarter coming up. The score. The Northeast Kansas Nighthawks 33. Oskaloosa 25.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Set to go to the fourth quarter of game one tonight, and let me do a little math. I got to go back here to just inside four minutes ago in the second quarter when it was 22-10 Oskaloosa. So right now it is a 23-3 run. 23-3 run right now for NEK. And again, Oskaloosa. It's not like they're doing anything really differently. Maybe the defense for the Nighthawks has stepped up some intensity, but it's just that the shots are not falling in. Question now, can Oskaloosa come back from this 8-point deficit as we go to the fourth quarter? Of course, the answer is yes. But they're going to have to start responding pretty early out of the gate. They're having trouble getting the ball in play, and it's going to be knocked away and stolen back by Oskaloosa. They're able to save it. Left side, 3-point shot, ends out, no good. Here comes NEK. They'll fly up the court with a basketball, feet underneath the goal. The shot is going to be batted away, picked back up. Hook shot won't roll in. Rebound, Oskaloosa. The feed right, the runner shot. There's one for Emma Vogel, and she's got 9. 33-27. And on the other end, a driving shot by NEK, and Gasper's at 14. 35-27. Quickly, Oskaloosa puts up a shot. It misses the offensive board. Fed down low, falling away, and another shot quickly up and in. This is what Oskaloosa's got to do. Emma Vogel, who had 7 at halftime, did not score in the third quarter. has four already in the first 45 seconds of the fourth quarter. Vogel has 11, and now Indy King will turn the ball over off the defensive pressure by Oskaloosa. So you can tell Lady Bears are just ramping this thing up a little bit. To respond, Northeast Kansas is going to make a substitution on top, and Abby Sandstrom will come back out of the game, and returning to the floor is going to be Milani Canigiani. So the sophomore out of the senior, back out of the court for the Nighthawks. 1 minute gone in the fourth quarter. It's 35-29. 6-point Nighthawk lead. Topside all alone straight away. It's three in and out. No for Oskaloosa. Rebound offensive. Followed up, no. Rebound onside. Follow up, no. But a foul. It'll be called on the floor, so it will not be a shooting violation. But the first foul of the fourth quarter will be whistled against Milani Canigiani. 6:47 to go in the ball game. Oskaloosa will inbound on the right side of the lane at the baseline. They're looking in. They want to get it in the lane. They really want Harper Heston. And they get it to Harper. And now Harper's on the floor trying to come up with a ball. It's loose. Picked up in EK. Here comes Holloway up the court with it. She'll drive it down. Come off on top. Set shot. Bomb. It's three. Perfect. What a shot, Sammy. Bomb. 14 for her. 38-29. It is a 9-point lead. The largest of the game with 6:20 to go. And as the ball drives to the middle, we will have a defensive foul, and it's going to be another quick one by Canigiani. Oskaloosa is going to take Harper out of the game, and back in for the Lady Bears will come Jenna Southery. Bears bring it in. Now look away. It's in the backcourt, rolling around and chasing it down. Hallie Wright able to recover it, get it up to Maisie. People feed over to the right block. Turnaround shot hits the side of the backboard. Offensive rebound, hauled down and saved by Oskaloosa. Here's Paris Marsh. Gets it on top. 3-point shot. Drains it. A pretty shot by Hallie Wright. Her 7th points of the game. 38-32. Back to the other end. All alone for the layup. It's going to be Rachel Gaspers. 40-32, and then Gasper steals the inbound pass and will go up for the layup and get fouled. The bucket did not go in. She gets fouled, coming to the line for two, and a foul is going to be the third of the night for Maisie Peak. Say what? For NK, Rachel Gasper's has, she's just got one speed, and it is wide open all the time. She is running. She is zooming. She is chasing. Yeah, she is nonstop motion out there. First free throw, no. One more shot coming up for Gaspers. Second free throw, no. Way short. And a rebound cleared away by Oskaloosa's Maisie Peak. Now Peak will bring the ball up the floor herself. We're going to get Gaspers. Gets it across the timeline. It's a 5:40 to go in the game. Peak, a little forearm to Gaspers. And finally, he's able to get rid of the ball, dumps it over to Hallie Wright, goes baseline, running shot, nicely done. Hallie Wright. It's 40-34, 5:28 to go, lots of time, only a two-possession lead for the Nighthawks. Now driving in, the dish left, the set shot three, in and out, no, rebound, Oskaloosa, and a foul in the backcourt. It's a big one. It'll be the fourth of the game by Amy Holloway. So Amy, is she coming out? She is not. Andy Kay is going to bring Skylar Tolan back off the floor, and Zoe Chambers will come in for her. For Oskaloosa, Lexi Bradshaw will enter. 5:10 to go. Bears into the forecourt. Right side all the way down, and then stopping, and then scooting and traveling with a basketball. Well, Emma Vogel, she's had a huge game. She's got 11 points, leads her team in scoring. Pass to the right side, all alone for three. That one is a bit too strong, and the rebound is going to be lost out of play. Off in EK. Oskaloosa is going to get it back. And here's the thing about the Nighthawks. They have a lead. They're up a half a dozen. We're at 5 minutes of play. They're not slowing down. They're not taking it back. They're still attacking the basket. Putting up the first good shot they find. Stepping down toward the baseline for Oskaloosa, Paris Marsh. She'll go to the free throw line for the 15-foot shot. Won't go. Offensive rebound. Pushed back up and in. Paris Marsh, her 4 points of the game. And it's 40-36, and Oskaloosa right back in this thing. Still a lot of time, 4.5 minutes to go. NEK on top with Maggie Wagner. Little hook pass underneath and turning and traveling with the basketball. And Nighthawks turn it over. Substitutions coming into the game for both teams as both coaches are on their feet. They're working their sidelines. They're rotating players in and out. And it is a 4-point game with 4:20 left. Oskaloosa walks it up. Hallie Wright, again, the very high dribble. First with the right hand, then with the left out, back to the right. Picked up across the timeline by Rachel Gaspers defensively. The dish will go over to the right side. Looking into the middle, there's no room. Kicks it over to Vogel. She's been the hot hand. Vogel has the ball knocked away, but it's saved. Here's a jumper from the outside. No, but we'll have a foul in the melee in the middle. And let's see against whom. It is going to be on Oskaloosa. And the third foul that I have right. And he is going to bring Maggie Wagner and Sammy Baum back in. Coming out of the game for a little bit, Rachel Gaspers. They're going to get her out, I'm sure, just to give her a little breather. 3:58 to go. So we're midpoint of the fourth quarter. It is a 4-point game, 40-36. The Tuesday night games were both won with 48 points. Probably going to have more than that tonight, I would guess. Right side with it. NDK in the forecourt. Holloway pushes it way out on top to Wagner. And yes, NDK is slowing it down a little bit. They're going to pass up that open three and back it away. 3:35 to go in the game. Looking for something really high percentage. Pass to the baseline right. The acceleration down the baseline. The kick back over to the left side. There's a three, not the shot I think they wanted. It's off the rim twice, but an offensive rebound. Nighthawks keep it alive. On top, straight away. Uncontested three is short. And here comes Oskaloosa with a basketball. Maisie Peak with a rebound. Baseball pass up the floor. Kicking it down the right side. A shoulder drop. A lot of contact. We get a foul. It's going to be on Northeast Kansas. And Oskaloosa can cut the lead in half with a pair of free throws. The foul is on the Nighthawks, Kalana Smitic. Only her second. It is only the second fourth quarter foul by NEK. And at the line, Emma Vogel. Emma hits it. Vogel, the only Oskaloosa player in double figure scoring. She now has a dozen. 3:08 to go. So it is now a one-possession game. Emma can make it a two-point game. But won't. It doesn't go. Smittick fighting for the rebound. We get a jump ball, aren't we? Yeah. Smittick had reached up and had just taken it almost away from a smaller Maisie Peak. But Maisie held on and it got the jump ball. It is NEK basketball off the jump. On the rebound, or on the inbound, the pass is going to be stolen back. Driving, shooting, and a block. For NEK, getting back Maggie Wagner, but she made the critical mistake just before the contact because Emma Vogel was coming in hot. She took a step back. Had she stood her ground, it would have been the offensive foul. She would have drawn the charge. First free throw, perfect. Emma Vogel. Before her second free throw, we're going to get an NEK timeout. Yeah. Let's do it. Wait, hold on, Joseph. Maybe they're just making a substitution, and there is going to be. There it is. There's your timeout. We're taking a timeout before Emma's second free throw. 3:02 to go. What a finish we got coming up. It is Northeast Kansas 40, Oskaloosa 38.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
minutes and 2 seconds of play in the fourth quarter. We got tremendous basketball game underway. And, yeah, we've got one more coming up. That's right. It'll be Rossville and the host, Jefferson County North Lady Chargers, in game two here this evening in Winchester. Coming out of the timeout, Emma Vogel steps to the free throw line. She is 2 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. She's got 13 points so far this evening. Eyeing up this one, looking to make it a one-point game. It is short, rebound, cleared away by N.E.K. It is 40-38. And we've got 3 minutes to go. Here's a long three. It is short, rebound on Oskaloosa. And again, N.E.K. not showing the patience. And then the upcourt pass stolen. Here come the Nighthawks back up court with it. Northeast Kansas works it off on top. They'll feed it to the free throw line. Back to the rim for Holloway. Now underneath, left-handed shot, no. Offensive rebound and dribbled back out on top by Baum. Sammy kicks it right side. Rachel Gasper's back in. Here we go back to Holloway. She will begin her dribble. Goes baseline right. There's a travel. Yeah. Getting a little happy feet before getting that ball moved and on the floor. A turnover by the Nighthawks. And they are going to bring Kalana Smidick back into the game. So for N.E.K., it's basically an offense-defense kind of a switch. So bringing in a taller and really good defender in Kalana. Not Kalina, Kalana. 2 minutes and 18 to go. Oskaloosa trying to get by a pair. Still in the backcourt, just across the timeline. I think in the nick of time, here's Harper Heston between the circles, playing it way up high for the five. Maisie Peak, left wing. Back on top, Emma Vogel. Emma is the scorer here. Emma is the one to do it, although Harper was great on Tuesday night. Vogel, back right side to Marsh. Marsh will head for the baseline, swings it over to right. Minute 50 to go, and we're going to get an Oskaloosa timeout. Coach Kramer going to set the course for the last moments of the game. We're taking a timeout with a minute 50 to play. It remains Northeast Kansas 40, Oskaloosa 38.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their six-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties, we tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all six rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about our prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
Oskaloosa utilizing a full timeout, and we'll see what head coach Tanya Kramer, or assistant coach Kevin Lane, what they have sketched out here as their team has had to come from behind. Well, to go way back, Oskaloosa was up a dozen. Then they were down 9, and now they're back to within 2 with a minute 50 to go. So this has been a seesaw kind of a game. Bears basketball, 28-foot mark far side. Looking it in. They'll skip it down to the right corner. They want it to Vogel, and that's who's got it. Emma feeds underneath. Heston across. Shot blocked. Loose on the ground. And a tackle. It's going to go out of bounds. No foul call. As players sprawl to the hardwood. No, there is going to be the foul call. And it is going to be on Oskaloosa's Harper Heston. I kind of thought that's what had happened, but then he was not really emphatic about an immediate call. So the Bears are going to apply some full court pressure, and Holloway will bring it up the floor. She's very capable of doing that, but in this offense, she does not typically handle the ball up the floor. The feed underneath, the shot off the glass, and good by Kalina Smidick. She picks this moment with a minute 20 to go in the ball game to collect her first points of the night. 42-38. Oskaloosa, the turnaround from 12. No. Smidick hustles after the rebound, but can't get it in time. It'll go out of bounds back to the Lady Bears. And Harper Heston back in for Oskaloosa. A minute 12 to play. 42-38. Oskaloosa with a basketball, trailing by 4. They're looking to inbound. They'll bring it into the right side, feed underneath to Harper. She will turn, gets fouled. A shot does not go in for Heston. The foul is going to be on Kalina, her third. And coming to the line, Harper. She is 1 of 5 at the free throw line. A much better free throw shooter than that on the season. That one is perfect. Her fourth point of the game. 42-39. And we are at 1:08 left. Second free throw. Too strong. Rebound. Cleared away by N.E.K. And on the upcourt play, we get a timeout. That was pretty good as Coach Marley bombed it. Literally chases the official down the floor to make sure that he gets it. Taking a timeout. We're going to do another one, Joseph. What a finish. Stay around. 1:03 to go in the game. It's the Nighthawks, 42, the Lady Bears, 39.
Your old farm truck, a good pair of jeans, and Grandpa's 4020 tractor. Some things are built to last. At Mustang Seeds, we're committed to building long-lasting relationships, not transactional ones. That's why our priorities have remained the same for over 60 years. People, performance, integrity. You can count on us for that. Mustang Seeds, supporting farmers from the ground up.
Here at Jefferson County North High School of Winchester, Kansas, really filling up as the second game of the night will pit the host, J.C. and Lady Chargers, and Rossville. As we're at semifinal night here in the tournament, championship games are tomorrow. Coming out of the timeout, N.E.K. looking to put the ball in play, and they will. Just inbounds, Holloway. She'll have it way out left side, and we're now inside 1 minute to go. Holloway with the basketball, dribbles toward the top, changes directions, heads toward the baseline, feeds across underneath, and did we have a foul called prior to that? We did. The foul is going to be on Oskaloosa Emma Vogel. Only her second, and it is the team's fourth. And I know Oskaloosa's probably looking to commit a foul, and they're going to steal the inbound. Up court it comes, and it's going to be stolen back by N.E.K., and then in an attempt to take it back again, a bit of a collision and an Oskaloosa foul on Hallie Wright. That will now be Hallie's fourth. 47 seconds to play. Both teams are in the bonus. And at the free throw line for the Nighthawks, you're going to find Sammy Baum. Sammy is 3 of 4 at the free throw line. She's got 14 points this evening. And her team leads by 3. One of these two is big, and the first one is in, making it a 2-possession game. Back of the free, back into the game is going to be Harper Heston. Again, Harper was just about unstoppable Tuesday night, but N.E.K. has done a good job with her, having limited her to 4 points tonight. Second free throw, no. Rebound, slap that on top. Here comes Oskaloosa, down the floor, the feet underneath, Harper's layup won't go, offensive board, put up and in, Emma Vogel with 2 more, she has been fantastic, and we're going to get another timeout, taking a break with now 38 seconds left, Northeast Kansas 43, Oskaloosa 41.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure what you are doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide residential, commercial, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Glad to have you join us this evening. I hope you're enjoying what has been a fantastic ball game that is coming right down to the wire. 38 seconds remaining. It is a 43-41 N.E.K. Nighthawks lead over Oskaloosa in the semifinal game of the Jefferson County North Girls Invitational Tournament. We're in Winchester, Kansas. Any Kane's going to be putting the ball in play from the backcourt. Officials letting Sammy Baum know that she can, if she'd like, run the baseline. Having trouble getting it in, and finally does over to the left side. And coming up the floor and getting a little push and fouling Maggie Wagner. So Maggie's coming to the free throw line. That'll be the third foul for Emma Vogel. Here's the deal with Maggie, the only starter for the Nighthawks who has not scored tonight. She's not had a free throw opportunity. Big free throws for her here. First one will not go in. One more shot coming up for Maggie Wagner, the sophomore for the Nighthawks. And again, Oskaloosa will make that offense-defense switch. Southerly will come out. Harper Heston comes in. Looking for the three-point lead. The second free throw, no. Offensive board, followed up, yes. The putback by Amy Holloway. 45-41. Inside a half a minute. The feed to Harper. The shot is up and good. Plus one as she gets fouled from behind. Official comes over to let us know. Count that bucket. The foul is going to be on NEK's Zoe Chambers. And Harper back to the free throw line. So the bucket is good. It's 45-43. 24 seconds remaining. The free throw, no. Rebound, Nighthawks. And again, a quick foul in the backcourt by Oskaloosa. Is this on Emma? No, it is not. I thought it might be her, but it's going to be on Paris Marsh. So for Paris, it's only foul two. For Oskaloosa, four fouls on Hallie Wright, three apiece on Heston, Vogel, and Peek, and two now on Marsh. Again, we go to the other end of the floor, and again, it's going to be Maggie Wagner. Just a moment ago, Maggie unable to hit either free throw. She's got two more chances. That one, no. One more shot coming up here for the sophomore. Two-point game, 20 seconds to go. A lot of pressure for her. This one got it. Maggie Wagner, 46-43. And as the ball comes into the forecourt, Oskaloosa will use its last timeout of the game. Taking the timeout, 16 seconds left. It is Northeast Kansas 46, Oskaloosa 43.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
It's a huge sports week coming up on Care Radio, of course. This game with 16 seconds left in a one possession game. We got a second game coming up, the semifinal game between Rossville and JCN. Tomorrow, the Benedictine Ravens will be here on Care Radio. It'll be BC at Mount Mercy, 12 o'clock for the ladies and 2 for the guys. Next Monday, we'll be up in Des Moines as Benedictine is going to be at Grandview at 4 o'clock for the guys' game and 6 o'clock for the ladies. So, unusual time, so mark your calendar. Matter of fact, get your phone out and set one of those alarms, 4 and 6 on Monday. We're going to have JC and Troy on Tuesday. We've got Benedictine again on Wednesday, and there's that much basketball going on. Inbound it comes. Here comes Oskaloosa with a basketball down 3. They got to have a 3-point play. They're running motion. Back forth, top and side, around, the step outside, little head fake, 5 seconds to go. 4 seconds ago, a desperation 3. It's going to be off the mark. It's running around. NEK's going to win it. Oskaloosa could not get off that final shot. NEK's defense holds, and the final score in the first game tonight. the Northeast Kansas Nighthawks 46, Oskaloosa 43, and we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on, coming up right after this.
Join Union State Bank on Friday, January 31st, as they say congratulations to Diana Lanter at Union State Bank in Everest for her upcoming retirement. It's a time to celebrate all of her accomplishments, dedication, and hard work for more than 27 years. On Friday, January 31st, please come and go from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. with a special recognition at 3:30 p.m. by Jeff Cottle, President, CEO. It's all at the Union State Bank Everest branch on Friday, January 31st, to celebrate the retirement of Diana Lanter at Union State Bank.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
So certainly each team had some opportunities in game one tonight, but it was the NEK holding on for the 46-43 win. They came from a 12-point deficit, midpoint of the second quarter, and we're able to secure the W tonight. Scoring for you for Oskaloosa. How about Emma Vogel? What a game. 15 points tonight. It was a 9-point game for Hallie Wright. 6 this evening for Harper Heston. Jenna Southery off the bench with 5 at 4 apiece for Paris Marsh and Maisie Peak. For NEK, 16 points for Rachel Gaspers. She's going to be your Bank of Atchison player of the game. Rachel Gaspers leading all scorers, 16 tonight. Right on her heels with 15, Sammy Baum has 2 NEK players in double digits. 8 for Amy Holloway tonight. It drops pretty dramatically then to Abby Sandstrom with 4. Kalana Smittick with 2 and 1 tonight for Maggie Wagner. Teams are out of the court. Our second game will be coming up before you know it here on Care Radio. Again, the final score in game one. NEK holds on to win at 46-43 over Oskaloosa. Don't go far. It'll be Jefferson County North and Roswell coming up in about 15 minutes. Till then, we're kicking you back to the Care Radio Sports Studio. Joseph's there. He's going to take some really good care of you.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and our post-game show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.